Hands back to Hunter, and Hunter tripped up. Shot partially blocked there, too, on the putback by Zeke Wise, and this will go back the other way, Antioch basketball. Thought when Hunter got tripped up going into the lane there, I thought that was going to be a call, but no call. But then Wise almost got the two-pointer, and then his shot arrived, too, and here's Hunter driving inside. Dean will go to the line for two. 35-28, seven-point game here. And at the line, Dean, two shots. First one, a little quick on the release there, left it short, comes up with one more. One more for Dean. This one on the way, rims out. So this is Smith with the rebound, brings it up on the dribble, pulls up. And a floater in the lane, good for two. 37-28, 1:21 on the clock.
Clock, Tammy. Clock.
All right, getting the attention of the scorekeeper there. Ran down about 15 seconds, 1:20. But the NF boys hanging around now, though, at 9. As Smith hit that shot in the lane. Carl with a pretty drive there. And that's the largest lead of the... No, actually, went to 10 points briefly. But then right back came Antioch. Carl Morgan hit that three, cut it to 7 immediately. And it stayed single digits, down to 2 at one point. Here's Morgan trying to get it back. With a three there and doesn't, under a minute to go. And here we go, 37-28. Sam Point with a chance to take a double-digit lead. Webster comes into traffic as the ball is booted and out of bounds. It'll be Antioch basketball. Just under 40 seconds to go. Here is Hunter with it. Dean backs out. Now holds up with the dribble. Here it goes to Morgan. Morgan fires. Cumberledge gives him a little room, but not much, and gets a hand right up in the face as he releases. Here comes Gullivan into the lane, goes up on the right side, puts it up left-handed, and then fouls on the rebound, I believe. It is on Gullivan, so 15 foul. Down went Morgan hard. Coach Charles checking on him as... Morgan's going to come out for Thomas Lee. And with under 20 seconds to go here, Antioch's going to rely on Hunter to bring it up and look for a shot, probably. Got to go with Hunter or probably Steve's. As here is Steve, tries it, misses. 6 seconds on the clock. Here comes Webster, gets across the timeline. Nearly loses it, gets it back, but not in time for the two. As that's the end of the first half. And it ends up at 37-28 in favor of Sandpoint. We're going to be back in a quick 60 seconds. You're listening to the Nanilchik Wolverines Tournament here in Nanilchik, Alaska, down on the Kenai Peninsula. And we've got ourselves a 37-28 score, Sandpoint on top of Antioch. Back in 60 seconds. Halftime here at Nanilchik, the Wolverines on top. A score of, Nanilchik, the Wolverines. The Eagles from Sandpoint on top. Nanilchik is the Wolverines, but they're not on top yet. They haven't played. They played tonight. The Eagles, just going over the scoring there and got my mind switched up, but the Eagles have taken the lead early, maintained the lead, and... They haven't put away Antioch, though. Antioch within 9 right now as Coach Dan Lehman coming by. The boys are doing it behind some good scrappy shooting and rebounding the basketball well. Aniak, though, behind Carl Morgan, certainly never went away. Morgan with 20 points in that first half, 20 of their 28 coming from Morgan. Then they got two apiece from Lee and Steve's and four for Hunter as they hung around there close. And down by nine, but they had it down to three and kept it at three for much of that first half, but not able to close the gap there once Smith getting that last bucket to push it out to the nine-point lead at 37-28. And the boys from Sandpoint taking control here at the half with the nine-point lead. For the scoring, as we mentioned, Carl Morgan leading the way with a game-high 20 of the 28 for Aniak, but close behind on the other side. Sandpoint has 2 points from Cumberledge, four apiece from Gullivan and Webster. And then with, with 12 points, we've got Parker Larson and leading the way with 7-15, it looks like, for Carl Smith. For the Sandpoint Eagles. So, Carl Morgan's 20 game high here at the half. 37-28 in favor of Sandpoint. Sandpoint, short play or so here. And we didn't find out about that. Of course, this was going to be King Cole playing Aniak to open, but that's been switched up. We'll figure out how that's going to work here. We didn't even realize it till teams were warming up, and we thought, yeah, Sandpoint, yeah, they're playing today, but wait a second. And as we got set up, we realized, hey, they'd switched teams on us. So for your listeners out there in KSDP country, King Cove boys coming up later. Now, the King Cove girls, we know they are suited up, and they're ready to go against CIA coming up, or against Sandpoint. No, let's see. Are they going to play Sandpoint? Maybe not. Maybe things are switched all around. Anyway, King Cove, though, girls are in their uniforms, so they'll be the 1:30 game, it looks like, for sure. All right, Joel, we start the second half. It's about 4 minutes away. And we're going to take a break here and try to figure out who's coming up next. In fact, we'll give you that because we need to find out so we can get our book straight beforehand. Okay. So listen up, second half action coming your way in KSDP and KYUK. It's Sandpoint at 37-28 for the Aniak. Sandpoint had it. Hunter took it away right off the bat, goes right to the hoop, and gets the two-pointer. Now here's Morgan, tries a long three. Right on top of him was Webster. As here's Hunter again trying from out on the left wing. He can't get it to go. The rebound comes off, though, for Aniak. They go to Morgan in the lane. His shot missing there. And now back comes Cumberledge for Sandpoint. A seven-point game here at 37-30. Parker Larson, we checked our book there, too. He has four fouls from that first half. He had those two real close together. Carl Smith there with a nice little jump shot from about 6 feet just off the block there on the left side of the key. Back to nine it goes at 39-30. So starting for the Eagles here in the second half is Ashton Gunderson. So Gunderson getting out there for Parker Larson. As here's Gulliman down low on the baseline. He finds teammate Webster. Can't get it. Gunderson going for the rebound. Has it tapped out of his hands. And now into the ball game comes, that's going to be Chance Griffith. Griffith is just a ninth grader. So he comes in for Gunderson. There's a shot from the outside by Aniak. Misses there. Stays a nine-point lead, but chance for Sandpoint to go up double digits. Oh, boy, that's a tough one there by Webster. Broke through the double team, put up the shot, but was off the mark, even though he cut through that double team somehow. Now in the corner, Morgan open for three, and he's got it. Boy, they can't leave Carl Morgan. Morgan open. That's his seventh three-pointer in the game. And makes it a 39-33 six-point lead for Sandpoint. Here's Cumberledge. Sets up Griffith in the corner. Double team comes. Griffith in trouble. Looking inside for Golovin. Tips out. And it will be still Sandpoint basketball. As Golovin gets it right back from Cumberledge. Doesn't go. Smith tries it. Smith fouls from behind by Carl Morgan. Carl fouls Carl. Carl with the C. Foul Carl with a K. Smith goes to the line for two. Morgan picks up his first. 39-33. And at the line, Smith for two shots. First one good for Carl. And second one coming up. That's going to bounce around and out and off ANIAC. It should be Sandpoint basketball. And it is. So Edmund Cumberledge with some quick hands and fast feet got over there. Webster in trouble. Out here on the sideline they go. There's going to be a blocking foul called on Hunter. So Hunter with the foul, it'll be Gullivan to inbound. Finds Carl Smith, and Smith hits a three. 10-point game now as ANIAC had cut it to six. Now back to 10 it goes. They're hanging around, though. Hunter finds a high post. Zeke Wise right back to Dean. Dean open, and three. No, not there. Rebound comes off, chasing it down. There's Weiss gets it, and another three try. This one misses in there, and Hunter comes away with it with help from Steves. And this shot good for 2 points there by Dean Hunter. And here's a steal. This one, Thomas Lee goes to Hunter. Hunter is fouled as he goes to the hoop. So ANIAC right back at it as Carl Smith picks up the foul. And that was Dean Hunter going to the line then for two shots. That was Steves with a nice little steal there in midcourt. And Dean at the line to cut it to maybe six. Let's see. First one is off. One more coming up for Dean. 4:47 on the clock here in a 43-35 ball game. This one will also miss. Giving chase. Webster comes up with it. Webster goes to Smith. Now over his chance. Griffith on the baseline. Shot just off. And a rebound out of there by ANIAC Zeke Wise. Half-breeds come up with Morgan having it over on the right side. Now back to Hunter. He handles the ball well, gets it out in the corner. Good look, and there's the three from Thomas Lee. Actually, a two, it looks like, 43-37. You can't get very many long threes out here. And there's Smith pops one in. So Carl ends up with another bucket. Lee with a two-pointer gives him 4 points in the game. Here's a bank shot, good thrower. Dean Hunter with a three that time. Makes it 45-40, down to 5 points. Here's Smith, drives inside, misses on the first one. Gets his own rebound once, twice. That one stays in. He'll get the and one. Count the bucket and the and one coming up just as ANIAC cut it to five. Back to seven it goes, and maybe eight with this free throw. And Smith at the line, leaves it short. Nobody blocks him out, gets his own rebound. Back in, four-point play. 49-40. So ANIAC, off of Hunter's three-pointer, cut it to five. Now it goes back to nine. Morgan tries to get three of them back. Doesn't there, a rebound to Golovin for the Eagles. Golovin in the backcourt, now ahead to Smith. Carl, cross-court pass deep in the corner. Here's Chance Griffith. That shot is just off. Ball tipped out of there right to Hunter. Dean back the other way. As Smith, the beat, does get by him, and the reverse won't go. Then Hunter scrambles for the basketball, tie-up, and a held ball. Man, these kids can get up and down this short floor quickly. As that'll be out of bounds belonging to Antioch, 49-43 minute mark of the third quarter. Here's the three-point try again out in the corner by Steve's there. This one doesn't go. And here's Webster. Anthony in the lane, not there. Smith goes up for the rebound, tapped out of his hands. Anthony gets it back and puts it into Webster. The senior with the bucket makes it 51-40. Antioch with Hunter. Now to Morgan. Carl puts the ball on the floor as he goes to Steve's in the corner, blocked by Carl Smith. And now for Antioch, they'll put it into play again. This ball knocked down on the inlet pass there, and right into the hands of Carl Smith. Webster getting his hands on it. Here's Parker back in the ball game now with four fouls. Larson misses on the shot on the baseline. Here comes Carl Morgan back the other way. Steve's with the rebound. Here's Morgan. Puts it up. Misses there. Cumberledge got a piece of it. Cumberledge touched it last. 11-point game here. 51-40 with 2:06 to go in the third. And Sandpoint hanging on to that double-digit lead. Ethan Morgan now in for Antioch. The half-breeds have had everybody play. The seven players here. Sandpoint, they're subs did not get here until just before halftime, and they have played already. Henderson and Griffith in there. As there's Carl Smith with a nice drive, gets a two-pointer. 53-40 score in the corner. There's Steves again, tries it. Over the back is going to be Gullivan. And that'll be team foul number two apiece. Comes out to Steve's. Now over to Carl Morgan. Three on the way is not there. And Smith back the other way. Carl off the glass. That one won't go. The rebound pulled down by young Ryan Steves there. He's just an eighth grader. Had the senior Webster on him. Thought he was going to get the timeout call, but instead ends up with the foul. I was trying to figure out if he could get that jump ball. I think Steve was trying to call a timeout. Anyway, it ended up a foul on Webster. 53-40, 1:02 on the clock here in third quarter. Sam Point stretching the lead a little bit. There's Webster trying to stretch it by three. Smith stretches by two as he gets a rebound put back. Antioch in some tough shape right now. 55-40, third quarter coming down to an end. Here's the long ball. That's not there. And the rebound comes off to Webster again. Yeah, that was Ethan Morgan out there trying it. Here's Webster in the lane. Misses. Rebound to Parker Larson. Back out to Webster. Somebody got a piece of it. And for the Sandpoint boys, they'll get it back in the half court with 27 seconds on the clock here in the third quarter. Smith with it. Goes to Webster. Webster shot misses. Tip. Smith gets it in the lane. Won't go on one or two. Three's got it. Well, the height and athleticism there at Sandpoint taking over inside this quarter. They lead now 57-40. Here's a held ball again. Cumberledge ties up Hunter, and this will be Antioch basketball, but with just 5 seconds to go here in the third, Sandpoint has built themselves double-digit lead that's not going away this time, at least not in this quarter. Here's a three. Good, and what a shot by Dean Hunter. Just before the buzzer, Hunter buries a three-pointer, and make it 57-43. So they get a couple back right there. But after three quarters, it's Sandpoint at 57 and Antioch Half Breeds at 43 after three. We're going to be back in a quick 60 seconds for the final quarter. Sandpoint leads it. Right. 57-43 the fourth quarter underway here. Sandpoint will have the basketball. It's Webster out being harassed out there, double team. Now he gets around, it goes into the lane, puts up the floater, won't go. Rebound, Cumberledge in there, and Cumberledge will go to the line for two. Foul's going to be on Weiss, I believe. Zeke picks up the foul. Fourth team foul on Antioch here. As the line at the line, Cumberledge with his first shot. Edmund, two in the game. Yesterday he didn't score, but didn't need to. Or actually the day before. He just does a lot of things on the court here. He's got one or two from the line. Hustling up court is Carl Morgan. Gets it back to Hunter. Three-pointer straight away. Misses off the right side there, and here comes Parker Larson with it. Larson playing with four fouls. But now that there's reserves here, a little bit different. They were a five-man team in that first half. And when Larson got four, it was like, whoa. Here's the shot leaner there by Sherman as Kalia, the eighth grader, gets in a pretty good position. That was a nice move there. Zeke Weiss gets the ball back for the rebound. Put back, he's fouled before. And 58-43 goes to the line for two shots. First one a little flat there, and one more coming up. So here is Weiss for number two. Zeke, he's a junior. One of the oldsters on the team, two juniors, Carl Morgan and Zeke, and then eighth graders, 10th grader, and a ninth grader. This pass tipped in there, but Webster comes up with it, the tie-up. It'll be Antioch basketball. Weiss will inbound in the backcourt with Hunter. Hunter bringing across, finds Steve's in the corner. That shot misses there, and Kalila and Larson there for it. Larson comes away with it to Smith. And Smith works his way inside, swoops in for a pretty two-pointer. Makes it 60-43. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Antioch boys have CIA and Nanilchik here as well as King Cove. Here's a three from the outside by Carl Morgan. So Morgan hits a three, gets it back to 60-46. 5.5 minutes to go in the fourth. Great pass by Smith, finds Webster on the baseline. The two seniors work some magic, and Webster with the two. 62-46. 6 minute mark coming up. Dean Hunter with it. He's had a nice game. Hunter switches hands, goes inside, gets some help from, or the defense there as Cumberledge comes away with it. The kickoff, or kick out there to Webster, and Webster's shot misses. Rebound comes off as Zeke Weiss has it there. Weiss goes to Hunter, ahead to Morgan. Morgan will push it off the glass and in for two. Carl Morgan leans into that one. Pops it for two, 62-48. Here's Carl Smith with a three-pointer on the way. Good for Carl Smith with the three. Makes it 65-48. Antioch's Carl Morgan back to Steve's. Ryan works down the left side into the corner. Gives back to Morgan. Sets the screen. Morgan open for three. That one misses. And the rebound to Cumberledge. Edmund back the other way. Cut off by Sherman Kalila. Now out to Webster, and a long rebound taken away by Morgan, and Morgan to the hoop, fouled by Carl Smith. Smith coming away going, ah, man, suckered me into that one. As Carl Morgan got him up in the air, came across the arm, didn't release a shot, so Morgan gets to go to the line for two. Carl's first shot on the way is off, and one more coming up. 17-point lead again. Largest lead of the game matched once again here in the fourth quarter by Sandpoint. And he'll go for one more here. Let's see, this one also up. And Smith with the rebound. Keeps it high overhead. Passes ahead to Webster. Webster in the lane. The floater's good for Anthony. Hadrecki in there now also for Sandpoint. As Jason Hadrecki, also one of the seniors. Three seniors on this squad, and they're all playing right now. There's a three try by Hunter, and that one won't work. 67-48. Under 5 minutes to go. Smith out on the wing. Smith banks and scores as Smith floats into the key and then banks it off the glass there and puts it in. Pretty shot from Carl, and he makes it 69-48. Carl Morgan's shot from the outside misses. Rebound by Smith. Goes to Webster. Webster switches hands, drops it off to Larson. Larson puts up a reverse. And with 4:15 on the clock here, Coach Brandon Smith goes, hey, we'll get a couple of subs in there as Carl, let's see, Parker Larson's going to come out. Edmund Cumberledge comes out. In comes Chance Griffith, and then Manny Kane checks in. So Manny is in there now. Oh, there's a foul on Steves, and down goes Webster. Didn't really get to break his fall, but Webster's going to hang in there, it looks like. Coach Brandon said, you want to come out of there? He went down pretty hard, couldn't break his fall, and gimped up to the line there. He's got the first one. One more coming up. A 70-48 score halfway through this fourth quarter. Webster for one more. So Hadrecki with the three seniors and Griffith along with Manny Kane. Here's the drive by Steves. Misses there. Rebound comes off for Kalila. Gets it out to Hunter. His shot misses, and Carl Smith with the rebound. 71-48 now. 3:45 on the clock. Too high over the top. Griffith goes up for it, but not going to get that one. And for the half-breeds, Carl Morgan will try the three. This one is off. Rebound comes off to Steves. On the floor they go. And this will be Sandpoint basketball. Here's Kane setting up on the wing. Steady goes to Hadrecki. Smith does on the baseline, and Hadrecki can't hold on. Here is Dean Hunter. Takes it to the hole, and he'll shoot two. 3:14 to go here in this ballgame, and it is Sandpoint up by 23 now at 71-48. They have 16 fouls, 5 on Antioch. But for the Eagles, pretty much game in hand at this point. Dean Hunter with that one will have one more, 71-49. They've been stuck at 48 for a while here, and this one is off. Haven't hit those free throws very much, as here is Webster with it. Goes to Hadrecki in the lane. Hadrecki puts it up. Oh, it won't drop for him, as Jason, pretty drive from the left side, and left it off. And there's a steal by Hadrecki. He'll come back the other way. Hadrecki, the shot, he's got it. Jason with the two-pointer. The senior with the steal and the bucket. Hadrecki makes it 73-49 with that. There's a missed shot there. Smith with it. Smith got Hadrecki ahead. He goes back to Griffith. And Griffith is on the sideline there, out of bounds. The 73-49 score, 2:35 to go here. Here's Steves fires out from outside. Antioch still trying to rely on those three-pointers, but they're not going very well for him. As here's Webster with it. Switches hands, goes into the lane, drops back, got to Webster with a fadeaway from about 8 feet left side of the key. 75-49, 2:11 on the clock. Morgan gets the screen. He'll fire. Miss. And Carl Smith with the foul there. Morgan will go to the line for 1, 2, 3 shots. First one for Morgan is good. Well, they haven't hit many free throws, these kids from Antioch have missed a bunch. Most of them, actually. Morgan makes the second one, 2 in a row then. And Carl has one more, so 75-51. Now after 2 free throws, 52 after 3. 75-52, 2:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Sandpoint on top of Antioch here. Comes to Hadrecki. Mishandles it briefly, gets it right back, gives it to Webster. Now to Carl Smith, and Smith in the lane, good for 2. Antioch hustling defense over there, working for the double team, as here's Hunter. Comes across the line, low momentum on that shot, thought he was going to get that one, but just a little bit off. So Sandpoint will get it back. There's Webster. Now to Griffith. And Griffith. As Manny Kane's going to check out with Griffith also, and in comes Devin Rule and Ashton Gunderson. So Rule checking in there along with Gunderson. There's Gunderson battling for the rebound, gets it, looks ahead, and goes to Webster. Webster in the lane, puts up the shot, can't get it. Tries to get the tap, but back the other way. Morgan with the rebound, takes it all the way to the hole for 2. Makes it 77-54 as we approach the one-minute mark. Carl Morgan with the bucket. Hadrecki in the lane to Webster. Webster dumps it off to Ashton, and Gunderson banks it in off the glass on the left side. Big guy gets set up perfectly and gets the pass for 2. Here's Hadrecki, gets the tip ball out there, keeps it down the sideline he goes to Webster. Webster tries it, shot doesn't go, and rebound comes off to Morgan. 79-54 score, 30 seconds on the clock, and here is Hunter to try one from the outside. Hadrecki right there with good defense. Smith brings it all the way up court. Hands off there to Rule, and Devin Rule with the two-pointer. So Devin makes it 81-54, 8 seconds to go. And back the other way, Carl Morgan with another 3. Time winding. Here it is, 81-57 will be the final. As big fourth quarter, third and fourth quarter by the Sandpoint boys. They come up with a victory by 24 over Antioch. The final 81-57 here. We're going to give you the post-game stats here, and then we'll set you up for both these teams, where they'll play next and when, as I got that at halftime. And for both clubs, well-played ball game. Antioch running out of a little gas there at the end. And for Coach Brandon Smith and his Sandpoint crews, the second team showed up at half, and they were able to help out the first team there. I think that's why they just played the way they did there in that second half, a lot more looser and just 110%. And they run away with this one, 81-57, the final. We're going to be back in 60 seconds with our post-game stats. You're listening to KSVP and KYUK coverage of the Nanilchik Tournament. still it looked like 37-28, but it was one of those games where I thought Laniac just keeps coming back, cutting the lead down to three several times, four, five, and hanging around. And they did the same thing in the third quarter for a little bit, but then it got away from them at the end of the third as Sand Point pulled out in front 57-43 after three quarters. So that 14-point lead ballooned to 24 at the end, 81-57, the final here, as Sand Point takes out Antioch in the first game. For Antioch, they had a big game from Carl Morgan, mostly on those three-pointers, as he hit a total of 9 three-pointers for 36 points to lead the way. Now, he was game-high 20 points at the half, but that 36 is going to be short by a couple for a game-high. Still a tremendous game from Morgan from the behind the arc. Good job there. Dean Hunter, what a nice game by that young man. 15 points he put in, 11 of those in the second half, but great ball handling and moving that basketball around for his teammates. Ryan Steves came up with two, and Thomas Lee had four for the Antioch half-breeds. As good play on the floor, though, from Zeke Wise as well. And eighth grader Sherman Kalila, also a good job out there. Ethan Morgan as well, too. For your Victoria Sand Point Eagles, well, we mentioned the game high. The game high belongs to Carl Smith. Smith comes up with 25 points in the second half to match 15 in the first half. He had a 40-point game. Then looking down the scoring, two more players in double figures, Parker Larson with 12 and 16. For Anthony Webster, a fellow senior, along with Smith. And also scoring, though, 3 points from Edmund Cumberledge, with four with Steve Gullivan, and 2 points from, let's see, no, 2 points, oh, yeah, that's right, that was Ashton Gunderson. We had our books that we had to switch up because we thought it was going to be King Cove, so... Gunderson Ashton came in, the ninth grader, and got the nice shot off the glass and in for two. Two also for Devin Roll, and then two as well for the senior, Jason Hadraki. Good hustle by Mr. Senior Hadraki as well, too, in this ballgame. So, Sand Point, your winners, 81-57, the final. Now, for how did that affect the